Hey, welcome to another brand new episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown. This is the podcast I designed to follow my yoga journey and talk about all things happening with my life and alongside being a fitness instructor and a yoga instructor. So I've had quite a day. When my alarm woke up, went off. See, I can't even talk. When my alarm went off and I woke up, I was very confused. It was 4 a.m. and I was like, even though I've been, if people say you get used, you know, they say, oh, you get used to it. Guess what? I don't get used to it. By the way, happy birthday to Robin, who I've had on the podcast a couple of times. I went and had lunch with Robin today. I was very pleased that I was actually able to slate a little bit of time to hang out with my friend on her birthday. So happy birthday, Robin. We had a great time at Loco. We went and hung out at a Mexican restaurant. Anyway, back to what's happening with me. Woke up straight away, 4 a.m. Alarm went off. It alarmed me, as it should. And at first, I was not sure what day it was. Then I realized, oh yeah, I'm coaching a 5 a.m. class. So I coached my 5 a.m. F45. I coached the spinning class. I coached the 10 a.m. yoga. I coached the 12:15 F45. And somewhere in between there, I sat through 2 hours of a software meeting, which was very much like a 3.5 hour video I watched. I should say multiple videos of about 3.5 hours of information. Pretty much redundant to have it in the meeting where we could just ask little questions and find out what the rolling roster meant. When I say rolling roster, meaning you sign up for one of my classes in the next semester, if I had any. If you sign up for one of my classes in the fall, I'll say that, and then you get kind of like put on a list, and it doesn't like do anything. It's just for the teacher's ease of comfort and the sustainability of, hey, you came to this class last week and here's your name, and just clicking like attended. It doesn't like email you. It doesn't spam you. You can't see it on your profile. The rolling roster is basically something I had to learn about for us. My cat is very mad because I just got home. He's very mad at me. And then I had my washing machine delivered after I had lunch with my friend. Robin was very understanding. I was like, kind of like, I would love to stay and like chat all day because I could just talk to her all day. It's just that, oh my gosh, I have to wash these clothes. And then I turned down two, not one, count it. I turned down two yoga classes tonight because basically I have to stay home and wash clothes. I would love nothing more than to just drop everything and rush back up there to JSU and teach two high-intensity yoga classes. Like, I would love that. More than anything, actually, I can't think of anything else I would rather do, and I'm not being sarcastic because I love teaching yoga, and I love the people. However, it's not really an option when you're all out of clean clothes, because I'm getting up tomorrow at 4 a.m., so not knowing how long it would take, like, they just finished unloading this washing machine, and not really trusting in how long they would take to set it up or show up. I could have really tried to squeeze it in. It would have put me getting home really late, not really having enough time to wash the clothes I need for tomorrow. I probably could have tried to squeeze all this in, but like, why stress myself out? Because when they showed up, like 30 minutes later, when the appliance repair, I don't know why I said repair, they repair them too. The appliance delivery guys came out and they had the washing machine. They were already like half an hour late. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I get it. Things happen. But if I had taken these classes on, I would have been really stressed out because now it's after 4 o'clock. And when I'm teaching at 5, I need to be there about a quarter till. So had I said yes, and I really wanted to say yes to those classes of yoga, I would have really been pushing it. So I noticed that they have like multiple, they're just in a pickup truck, by the way. I bought a very, very inexpensive washing machine. It was perfect for the budget. All right. I noticed they didn't bring mine back. And I also noticed that it's going to be hard for them to put mine on because they have like multiple, I'm talking like as many appliances as they could fit. It looked like they had like three more deliveries lined up. So I asked, so what about the old one? He said, oh no, we don't take them. We charge for that. And I said, well, the guy that sold it to me, he told me that the charge included hauling it off. And he said, no, ma'am, that's not. And I said, well, I wish they would have, first of all, I wish that he would have communicated with you guys, the delivery drivers, about the hill, because I kind of wanted to warn them. And I told him, I didn't just describe my hill once. I described that hill twice. The backyard has a hill, a little slope in it. Well, they didn't know. The guy didn't tell them anything. He's just like, probably just saying whatever to get the cash. Oh, he says, we'll manage it. No big deal. So the delivery haul off, I was told, was $65. And they say they know somebody who could maybe come get it for scrap. And I'm just frustrated. I'm like, when? Like, when is that going to happen? I work from like 5 to 8. And he was like, oh, we all work. And I'm like, no, I know we all work. I'm working part-time. I leave at 4 in the morning. And I get home at 8 at night. So you tell him if he wants this thing, the best time to catch me home is on Friday afternoons, because that's when nobody wants to work out. And then I'm just frustrated that, like, he interrupts me. I know we all work. Clearly, I see he's working. I am almost 46. And the only time I didn't work, like, 67 to, like, 50 to 67 hours a week was during pandemic. That was the first time that I didn't work, like, way over 40 hours a week. So I wasn't trying to undermine his work ethic. I just said, it's very frustrating that your guy is not communicating with you about the hill. He's telling me, like, oh yeah, we'll haul it off. And then as soon as they get there, they're like, oh no, no, we don't haul it off. That's a fee. I'm like, well, I paid the fee that he said it was. I don't understand why. I said, maybe he's just saying whatever with the cash right in front of him. I mean, I said, I've done, and I finally, I was frustrated and I walked off. I said, I've done sales for a living, so whatever. Like, I know how salespeople can be. Sometimes a salesperson just wants to get their next meal, and I get it. You got to eat. And they'll just say whatever to get the cash in front of them. I clearly didn't get a written contract saying or stating. In fact, I don't even remember getting a receipt ever. And it's not a brand new machine. It was less than half price. And my husband was concerned about us doing this because it could have something happen. They say there's a 90-day warranty. Let's hope that's true. Let's hope there's at least a 90-day warranty. They do have a license hanging up, even though the business looks like nothing has been repaired there since maybe 1930. The building itself, by the way, I know they repair appliances, but the building looks like it was built in 1940, 1930, and they haven't done a darn thing since. When you go in there in the summer, I mean, it's just, whew, it used to be hot. I don't know. They may have the air on now. Whatever. Like I said, I've been shopping here with my dad since we were like, you know, in the 80s. And they've been there since then. I'm just sort of like, why lie to me and then just like send them out to go, no, we're not going to take it away. Just greed. Just a liar. Whatever. That's fine. It was a miscommunication. Things happen. But anyway, Saturday, I worked in the yard a long time, and my husband helped me, and I was trying to burn all kinds of sticks because you couldn't even get to the basement door. Now, my husband, he kept trying to clear, like, the other side of the house, and I get why, sort of. But what I was trying to do on Saturday was trying to make the basement door accessible, and that was Saturday. Here we are. It's like 3:30. I'm looking at my watch. They're late. And I'm like, is this basement door even? And I looked. It was not even accessible. I had to go out there, dig up some bulbs, like some flower bulbs that had spread out, which, you know, they do. They kind of do like a vine-like thing. So I pulled up the flower bulbs. I didn't want those to get crushed as they had multiplied. And then I had to, like, dig out some sticks, cut back some limbs, like, barely got the door open because there's so much mud from washdown. I barely got that door even to come open. And then I was just like, whatever, we'll get it in there somehow. And they barely managed to fit it through the door. It's done now. Like, as soon as I end this podcast, I'm going to get to go wash clothes for the first time in, I don't remember how long it's been since my washing machine's been acting a fool. About a week. Went to the laundromat last Friday, so yeah, that's about right. And special thanks to Robin offering her machine to me. I'm in such a situation with the scheduling. It doesn't make sense for me to try to run back and forth with my laundry. It even makes more sense to, like, hand wash things because I'm so busy. And I'm not trying to say, like, oh, look at me, I'm so busy. And people do that all the time. Drives me crazy. And I don't know. It just seems like not one, but, like, four of my coworkers decided to try to drop the ball on everything at the last minute. And I realized they have stuff going on, and some of them have tests to take, like finals. It's just, the thing is, and I'm not trying to sound like a total bitch, when they signed up for the beginning of the semester, did they not know there was gonna be finals? Or maybe what happened is they thought the finals would be like a hybrid thing online, and then they had to be in person at the same time as their classes. It's hard to believe that happened to all four or five, maybe it was four different people. They just dropped it. Just like, hey, I've got all these classes. Let's go in the group chat and see who wants these classes. And then it was like a domino effect. Like everybody. And I picked up, you know, I paid for F45, but I picked up some classes because there was a situation. So the Tuesdays and Thursdays I was normally attending, I can't go attend because now I'm coaching them. Definitely not complaining. It's extra money. I could probably easily give away some of my other classes if I wanted to. It's just that, like, whenever you see, like, it's one, and then it's two, and then it's three, and then it's four people who are all like, take my classes, please. We've only got a week left. Oh, my gosh. It seems like that's a lot, right? Like, to just give up for your work. But, you know, in a way I get it, in a way I don't. I think it's just my age, and I don't feel like I fit there, and I'm trying to figure out where I fit. I boosted my post for the alpaca yoga event, and now I can't edit anything in it. The Facebook posts are no longer editable. Why? Like, I should be allowed to edit or make changes to my post. What if I'd had a typo? Like, all I wanted to do was add a time, maybe type my website. I don't know. I think it's just that Facebook's like, we look over it. We police it. We're done policing it. You can't edit this. They used to allow you to, but whatever. Maybe I need to be on my computer for that instead of the phone. Yesterday, I went to look and see how many people registered for my lunch F45. And I looked on my phone, and it was like zero. And in 15 minutes, I went and got a coffee. And I'm like, I'm not going to cancel my class. I'm just going to, like, pop in there, see if anybody shows. By the time I got there, there was three. And then there was four registered. And I was like, oh, we went from zero to three and then four, like, in less than 15 minutes. That's exactly how it goes with these registrations. That TV, it is not working on and off. I figured out the little combo to make it work. We had a guest today in F45 who's actually from a senator's building in Birmingham. So he's at a gym, he works for the same company I work for, but he's in Birmingham. And so he said his left TV, he doesn't coach F45, but they said he says their left TV is also doing that. I think that's interesting. It's the same TV at both centers. So I showed him, like, I've shown him the way, I told him the steps and how I make it work. And I'm like, sometimes it works, but it's better to have a 50-50 chance, especially when it's like revolving and changing exercises. It's better to have a little bit of a chance of it working than to not. I'm just glad that I've only got one more week with F45 because the whole format is great. It's just like the technology part of it's driving me just a little bit crazy. And as we have 1 week remaining and we wrap up all this software training, I'm done with it. I'm feeling a lot better about this whole experience and how to cope with feeling overwhelmed. I talked to two different people today, and this is just me completely changing the subject. I talked to two different grown women today who have never touched a lawnmower and cut grass. Grown folks who never cut grass. And I'm like, I felt like I've known some princesses now, because I have been made to, not like I have to now. I mean, I own it, so I'm going to cut the grass. I want it to look good. When I lived at home, I was made to cut the grass at home as soon as I was big enough to, like, manage it. Like, as soon as I was tall enough and strong enough to manage the lawnmower, whatever age that was, I don't remember. Like, that's when they started having me push it out. And then as soon as my brother could drive, he was older than me, like, even more so, because he would be like, oh, the grass is tall. Mom and Dad want the grass cut, so I'm going to go play tennis. See ya. And so then they would make me do it. They wouldn't be like, oh, it's your responsibility too. You should share. Well, your brother's gone. That means you have to do it. That was my life. Like, I wasn't the anti-lawnmower princess, like these anti-lawnmower princesses who've never, ever had to cut grass. And you know what's funny is I feel like maybe I should just be cutting grass. Like, I would make a fortune compared to what I make as a personal trainer if I cut grass for a living, I think. It's a seasonal work thing. I mean, we're coming up on the season, but I don't know. I tried that as a teenager too, and everything that could go wrong, you know, rocks flying around where they shouldn't. Somebody had a coat hanger in their yard, and then I was taking a coat hanger, unwinding it from around the blade. I don't know, like, anything that could go wrong with a business can. So I don't know, maybe that's not the answer either. I have got so much more to do. I'm gonna keep this super quick, not just because I have a million loads of laundry. Having all these classes I did, it is taking a little bit of a toll on my voice. Not a lot, just a little bit of a toll on my voice. So I'm going to probably talk as little as possible today. That way I'm prepared for tomorrow, another big day in line, starting waking up at 4 a.m. And by the way, I only wake up at 4 a.m. on three more dates. I got tomorrow. No, wait, that's not correct. Yes, that is correct. I've got tomorrow and then Tuesday and Wednesday. Those are the only 5 a.m. classes that I have left. The other day, Dahlia offered to take one, and I was like, do you want it? That's one of the other trainers. I love her. I'm like, do you want it? And she's like, yeah, I want it. I can make more money. I'm like, well, you take it. And then that same night, somebody needed me to pick up, like, classes, so I ended up picking up like two classes that night. It was like I traded one and got two. It was a good thing. But I'll tell you what, some of the after effects are pretty hilarious. When I'm extremely, extremely, extremely fatigued, and I knew this would happen, and I knew I wouldn't go into work if I was going to let it affect my work, but I'm going to tell you a couple of things I have done when I got really, really tired. And now bear in mind, this isn't like a normal tired. All right. Like, some folks work out a lot, and some folks are working out like a lot. I'm talking last week, not counting Sunday. I didn't even wear my Fitbit. Last week alone, I had 918 cardio active minutes. 918 cardio minutes in 1 week. Imagine if I wore it every day, including Sunday. So I took out my contacts one day, it was a couple of nights ago, and I put the contact solution on my contacts, and then I put the caps on like I was supposed to. And then I'm like, well, I better brush my teeth. And so I picked up my toothbrush, and for some reason I started like I poured a little bit of contact solution on my toothbrush. And as I did it, I just rolled my eyes, and I was like, like, as soon as I looked at what I did, I was like, oh my God, I just put contact solution on my toothbrush. Like, why would I do that? Like, I was just tired. It was a long day. I'd done a lot of cardio. Something happens, my brain short circuited. I don't know. And then a few weeks ago, when I had a lot of classes, I was picking up a lot of classes where I needed to sub, and I was getting ready to leave. Everybody else had exited the room, so nobody saw me do this. Thank God, as I confess it on my podcast. I took off my spinning shoes, and I put my phone in my purse, and I started getting all my stuff together. And instead of putting my regular shoes back on to go outside, I put my spinning shoes back on. And once again, when I start putting my spinning shoes back on, I look down and I sort of roll my eyes, like I'm rolling my eyes at myself. And I just went, like, I can't believe I just did this. I put my shoes back on. I was taking off. So I'm managing. I'm coping. It's just that one of the reasons I'm backing off is the level of income that I'm hoping for is not going to come from me driving myself crazy. And it's not all about the money. It's all about the great people. And I'm definitely going to resubmerge myself in some sense in the fall. Definitely going to have some kind of limitation on combining a late night class with an early morning rising class, because not getting a lot of sleep has an impact on my, you know, thought process. I'm having weird dreams. I'm having a hard time. Most importantly, I'm having a really hard time like fixing meals when you get home. By the time if I cook, I'm going to eat at like 9:30. It's just not reasonable. So that's where my yoga journey is going. And I'm trying to like channel everything into my business. It's really hard. Especially when I had something like 5.5 hours of software training for a place where I've decided to sub this summer. It was very important still, even though it wasn't urgent, because I am still working with a client and she's still got a few sessions remaining. And I don't want to like, I don't want to hit somebody up with like, hey, you're my only client and I still don't know how to use the software yet. I'm not going to do that to her. And she's putting in the effort. I can put in the effort to learn how to book her an appointment, right? It's like the very least I can do for her after all the work she puts in that I request of her. That's the way I look at it. Like, you do the work and I'll do my work. Like when I renew my CPR this summer, you know, that's me doing my work. All right. So remember, you're a badass, right? You're awesome. You're made of awesomeness. You're strong. You're much stronger than you think you are. If I say you're strong and you don't believe it, at least know that you're stronger than you think you are, okay? Whatever your goals are, whatever you want to put your energy into, make sure that you put all of your attention onto your goals. It really helps. And also make some time for yourself, like today or tomorrow, maybe every day. And making time for yourself doesn't have to involve physical money. It can be just like a walk outside or just call a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Maybe check on somebody. It can be just something simple like that. Or just stop by the grocery store and pick out all your favorite fruits and veggies and make a big salad or something like that. Just do something nice for yourself today. And I'll do the same. All right. Wherever you're at, thank you so much. I really appreciate you all listening to me as I ramble on about yoga and all the things associated with yoga. If you would like to give a testimonial, let me know. You can also do a voice message on here. If you would like to reach out and get on my email list, let me know, because I will definitely do that. And you just heard my cat attack me. Luckily, I have my water bottle on hand. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, remember peacefulness is our true nature. Even when a kitten is chomping down on your hand. Even when someone is testing you and telling you that they're not going to haul off the washing machine you just paid them for cash. Remember that peacefulness is your true nature. And your throat chakra can be open so you can speak your true truth and still be happy. All right. So find inspiration in your day. And I'll talk to you later. Namaste.